Hello, longtime loyal listeners and brand new selfies. Misty here, popping into your feed with an announcement and a special request. Whether you are brand new to the podcast or you've been with us since the beginning, Lisa and I want to get to know you better. To that end, we've put together a short survey that will help shape the future of Go Help Yourself. You can find that survey at bit.ly/ghysurvey or at the top of our homepage at gohelpyourself.co. The survey should only take about 5 minutes, and your answers will help us improve GHY and create new offerings to better serve you. Plus, as a token of appreciation for completing the survey, we're giving away 3 different prizes: a custom book bundle, a private meet and greet with both of us, and a one-to-one coaching session with me. Your feedback is invaluable and your opinion really matters to us. Lisa and I will personally be reading all of the responses and we cannot wait to learn more about you. So if you have 5 minutes, please fill out the survey at gohelpyourself.co or bit.ly/ghysurvey. It will only be open until June 30th. So if you want to help shape the future of Go Help Yourself, the time is now. And from the bottom of our hearts, thank you for being the best part of this podcast. Okay, on to the episode. Listen.
Coming in hot.
This is Go Help Yourself, a comedy self-help podcast to make life suck less. We are so glad you're here. Welcome back. If you've been with us for a while or a short time, or you're just drip dropping on in, my name is Misty Stinnett. And when I do these intros, I try to shock my co-host, Lisa.
And well done.
That's Lisa Linky.
Also, I would just like to point out, because of this medium, they are already listening.
Listen.
There we go.
Okay. She trolls me. I shock her. It's the dynamic.
Mm-hmm. We're just troll shockers.
Okay, that's not a word, but this is a podcast. And on this podcast, we are just exploring, and just is such a terrible qualifier because we are deeply exploring mm-hmm. every nook, cranny, valley, mountain, crevice of the self-help world. We have over 125 self-help book reviews, articles, interviews, a little sprinkle of trivia. But we are reading the books so that you don't have to. We are reviewing the articles so that you are kept up to date on the latest trends. We are trying to think critically about the value systems being given to us in the wellness industry.
I agree. And I also would say, I think we read the books not so that you don't have to, but so that you'll know, because we can't cover everything.
Of course.
So that you'll know if it's a good investment for you.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
That's right. Misty, I quit.
Well, I don't want you to. And I don't have to do anything I don't want to do. I don't accept.
Okay, great.
Okay, so Lisa is once again mm-hmm. bringing something that I have no idea, but you have a sort of like gleeful look on your that's a new look on your face. Mm-hmm. I do wish that we were filming this episode because you are very animated today.
I am a live action Muppet every day.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Lisa, what you got for us?
Let's see, today we're going to be talking about email sign-offs. These are the short phrases or words you use before your email signature to end a message.
Depressed, Misty.
Still clinging to a rock that's flying 67 million miles per hour.
Terrified.
Misty, what's your go-to sign-off?
Best.
Mm-hmm. Mine is thanks.
Wow. We're really cutting edge stuff.
So I'm going to tell you the reason I came up with this idea is I saw one this spring that shocked me to my core.
What?
And I'll tell you about it later, but I did some research.
Okay.
Justin Bariso of Inc. Magazine online wrote a post on themuse.com. Okay. And this was in 2020. So this is when everybody was no longer having work conversations and everything was electronic right after we, you know, had the pandy.
Sure.
So he wrote this post about email sign-offs with the particular focus on, and here's what he said, you're trying to build or maintain a relationship with the people you email. And just as you would normally not end a spoken conversation without saying goodbye, you shouldn't do it with email, barring a few exceptions. And though it's just a small part of the overall message, it is, and here's what he said, it's the last thing the recipient reads, to which I said, if you're lucky. So it can be the cherry on top, so to speak. And if it's done right, it's like the motivating conclusion at the end of a really great presentation, like a call to action. And he then goes on to list out several and the various iterations of these, like regards, best regards, kind regards,
warmest,
sincerely, peace out, right? And he, what was interesting about this article, and the link is in show notes, is that he describes when he chooses to use these different ones and why.
Okay. Which I'm on the edge of my seat.
Then I did read another post from an email marketing company called Omnisend, and from April of 2023. And it suggests that your relationship and the context of the email should dictate the sign off of your choosing rather than just blanket using thanks like I do.
Sure.
So they list a bunch of formal, funny, creative, casual, and different kinds of types. And the link to this article is also in show notes. And so they give four tips on choosing the appropriate sign off.
Okay.
So the first is be contextual. So consider your relationship with the recipient and make sure your email sign off is appropriate. For example, you shouldn't end a professional email with cheers or ciao.
I love cheers. I love cheers too.
Some people may not enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Capitalize the first word only. That's the second tip.
Okay.
Right. Best wishes, capital B, lowercase w, not capital B, best, capital W wishes.
Oh.
And then following this standard gives your emails a polished and professional look, which is crucial in certain contexts, such as academic and business emails.
Okay, but like, what are some of their suggestions?
Misty, hold your...
I want to get to the good stuff.
I have two more tips.
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell you.
Thank you.
Can you sit on your hands?
No.
All right. Too bad. Okay. The last two tips. Tip number three, be careful with inspirational email sign-offs. Unless you know the person really well, they can make you sound insincere or too casual. And last, when in doubt, use regards or thank you. They're all-purpose, non-specific email closings.
Okay.
This is a survey from a company named Preply that found that 46% of respondents could tell a coworker's mood based on their greeting and sign-off.
Oh my God.
The study involved just over 1,000 American respondents who ranked the most savage ways to sign off emails as no sign off was the most savage.
Oh.
Just no sign off. Just your name, also savage.
Just your, but a lot of people are like, It's just Misty.
Mm-hmm. Then thanks in advance.
Oh, that is passive aggressive.
This is the thing, is that like you can't control how somebody receives it.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
Oh, yeah.
And cheers.
Cheer. Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
46% of 1,005 people thought that was savage. Okay.
Wait, but if you're like, hey, here's that PDF you've been asking for. Hope you enjoy. Cheers, Misty.
Yeah. If you work around the world, you're like, that person is done. They're going to happy hour and I'm stuck at 8 a.m.
Okay.
Listen, a perk box study involving almost 2,000 people found these to be the most annoying email sign-offs. Love. 57% of them said love was annoying. 44% of people said that no sign off was annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Warmly irritated 31% of the people.
Oh, no.
Cheers irritated 26% of the people.
Oh, no.
Yours truly, 24%.
Ew.
Yours faithfully, 18%.
I don't like that.
Talk soon, 14%. Sincerely, 12%.
Yeah, but 12% is a low percentage.
Best. 12%.
Yeah.
And all the best. Only got 9. Only 9% of people thought that was awful.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the one that I saw that made me, like, it blew my mind. And I think technically it's more of a disclaimer after the salutation and sign off, but I liked it. Here's what it said.
Okay.
Because there is always the potential for misinterpretation of email, please feel free to call to discuss or clarify any of the content contained herein.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, a nice open invitation that's basically saying, I'm not trying to piss you off, but if you find my talk soon annoying, you know, or whatever other content in there.
Yeah.
Because we do interpret mood based on just letters on a screen and we may be wrong. I thought that was really cool. So then I went and I went to boardpanda.com because they crowdsourced some funny sign-offs, and some of those included, no trees were destroyed in the sending of this message. However, a significant number of electrons were terribly inconvenienced.
Oh, no. Also, sorry, sad side note, but yeah, trees were destroyed in the sending of that message because to run servers,
yeah,
right, for cloud storage, et cetera, takes fossil fuels.
Yeah.
I guess there you go. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. I think this is just supposed to be funny.
Not technically accurate.
Yeah. No. Okay. Well, here we go. Sit on your hands. To infinity and beyond is another one. Congrats on reading this whole email. It was a fun one. May the odds be ever in your favor.
Yeah, that's funny.
Stay classy, San Diego.
No.
Save time, colon. See it my way.
No. that is bold.
Stay awesome, which is like the classic yearbook, you know.
Yeah. Lilas.
Here's one that's yeah. iPhone. I typos. I apologize.
That's
using the same. Yeah. Typed on tiny keys just for you. And another one says, roll the credits. Anyway, I thought it was just interesting because I think it's something we just do. And when it's really important, sometimes we stop and think for a second about what would be the most accurate or the most helpful. But it was smart for me to think about that. If I do view communication as my responsibility, which is how I view the world, then it behooves me to take just a second to think about how the receiver of my email would most appreciate / benefit / enjoy a sign off because it's under my control.
Yeah. I mean, well, also it's a little bit of like, let me manage their experience, which could be viewed as codependent.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, totally. I mean, like most of what I spend editing there's like the facts and information I need to include.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is like, how can I come across as collaborative and cooperative?
Yeah.
And how can I make sure that, or if I need to come across more definitive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or directive. But something else I saw that is in this same vein is this idea of a super signature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I saw this recently. I think you and I were emailing with somebody at a podcast company, and their signature was like, hey, have you checked out these podcasts lately? I'm loving. And then linked to a couple and was like, and if that's not your thing, check out this thing. Also, website can be viewed here. And I was like, oh my God, they've just filled me. It's not an auto response. It's
mm-mm.
their signature.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, they've just given me so many resources and information. Or I've seen some people have like book a call with me here and link their Calendly or something there.
As an actor, we always have my IMDb, my website, a link to my reels, a link to my podcast or whatever content I'm creating.
Yeah.
So it's a nice way to think about it. I love that idea. They were really adding value in theirs.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting to think about if it's being codependent when I'm trying to think about how they'll receive it. I think for me, it's less about managing their experience and more about, am I going to distract from my message because I said, toodles.
After I
recommended riffing 30% of our workforce.
Totally. Don't do that. Cheers. If you're listening and you have seen some outrageous
or brilliant.
Bold or brilliant email signatures, please email us. GoHelpYourselfPodcast@gmail.com. I would love to read some of those on air.
Same.
This is like super micro self-help today, but I like it.
Right?
It's so specific.
I just also thought it was nice for that, the one that got me started on this, to take accountability for possibly, you know, misconstruing the message.
That's right.
And inviting more conversation.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And I also like iPhone, iTypos. I apologize. That's really great. All right, everyone. Well, short and sweet today.
Yeah, just a little, just a little nugget.
May you have just amazing email flows today. That's my wish for you.
Cheers. We should just use life is abundant as a sign off because that's why we sign off our thing.
When you said cheers, I was about to roll credits. I was going to be like, well done, dude.
I do think, though, it does make sense. You wouldn't just stop talking in a conversation and walk away unless you wanted them to think you were mad. So just ending the email without a name is weird. Or some sort of
acknowledgement. Yes and no, because sometimes it's an ongoing conversation. Like if I'm like, oh, okay, great. Well, does this date work? ?
Right.
I think it's okay.
A reply versus the initial.
If it's an initial, it's gotta have the
call
signature.
Me, period. No signature. I'm in trouble.
That's right. That's all I'm going to text Lisa for the next 3 weeks. And with that, cheers. Go Help Yourself was produced in Los Angeles, California by Lisa Linke and Misty Stinnett. The theme music was composed and performed by Matt Sav, vocals by Lisa and Misty. Bah-bah. Please, if you'd like to learn more about us or get in touch, you can head to gohelpyourself.co or email us at gohelpyourselfpodcast.com. Thanks so much.
Cheers.
Cheers.